Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Fashion Talk, SiriusXM 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. Our guest is going to be at Caroline's on Broadway, August 5th through the 7th. Get tickets to carolines.com. It's Rachel Feinstein just dancing like a real big idiot.
I'm just one of the guys, you know?
I'm happy you were able to get out of bed today. It's probably crushed by the news of the passing of the drummer from Slipknot at 46 years old. Died peacefully in his sleep.
Also, I hate to tell you this because I know you're a big ZZ Top fan, Rachel, but I just found out that Dusty Hill, the bassist of ZZ Top, passed away. So all of your musical heroes are dying. We know you're a big Slipknot and ZZ Top fan.
Yeah. You picked a weird day to wear joyful colors.
Well, you know what? I'm in a fun-loving mood, despite all the death around us. Despite the fact that the world is just soaked with death. Here I am in a sprightly sundress, huh?
That's right. You're really putting it out there. Rachel, one of my favorite stories is a lot of your stories of dating a front man of a band. But we, yesterday on the show, talked about Woodstock 99. Did you go, or did you have any... Have you seen the documentary, number one?
I have seen the documentary. I did not go. I know we went over my time with living with Dick's sister,
yes,
who dumped me. And I've been with a couple of guys in worthless, humiliating bands. I was with another guy in a band called The End Is Near. And okay.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty awesome. Right?
High school, I dated a guy in a band called Against Society.
Yes, dude. I love angsty names of bands that don't go anywhere.
Was the words written in like metal? There's bolts in them.
Yes, they were. How did you know that? It was just one big chain wall.
I had their first two albums.
Yeah, dude.
I like their early stuff. The End Is Near.
You've always taken a strong stance against society, and I respect that. I'm too full of fear to take it. You know, I want to say it, but it's too big of a swing for me.
Yeah, I feel like Rachel's Wi-Fi is so terrible.
No,
it was all right. It was working for a little bit, but now you just look like you're in a kung fu movie when we're talking to you.
I went to my brother's house to fix my Wi-Fi. Guys, let me sign off and sign on again because I don't want this to happen again. It's going to mess my reputation up with Lewis.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's I want Lewis to get wound up. Good. You can sign out and sign back
Should
on.
Should I Wolf do Amp. That?
Yeah, sure. Sign out and sign back in. It'll probably work. Okay, that's why I come here, because we've had Wi-Fi problems. Man, that's one of the great things about being back in studio is just when people walk in a room and you're like...
You don't have to worry about if everything's going on.
I don't have to walk off camera to go fart.
Every time I've tried to talk to a friend, it's like the Princess Leia message through R2-D2.
Yeah. You're our only hope.
You're our only hope. Rachel Kenobi, please save us.
Rachel, you're going to be at Caroline's August 5th through the 7th. Rachel, you're going to be at Caroline's August 5th through the 7th.
It just keeps looping.
Yeah. It's looped on.
What do you think it means? Is that a good C-3PO?
That was pretty good.
It wasn't good at all.
Stop it! You're beating yourself up because Joey Jordison's dead, and then you found out about Dusty Hill.
Dusty Hill's down, too.
Man, what's the point?
Oh, I had to go to that retirement home in the sky. They got a lot of old biddies ready to fuck out there.
Yeah. And now I'm meeting God. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, when your body leaves your soul and it goes to the pearly gates.
Guess what? Well, Jesus was black, y'all.
And when you see your old family members, yeah, there's a lot of people that owed you money.
You realize you can't believe it that your Uncle Dave got to heaven.
Hitler's here. You're saying stuff that blows your mind.
I guess he had the right idea after all.
I guess he asked for forgiveness in that bunker. ZZ Top going down. Oh, when you die and you see the golden gates, oh, there's gonna be a couple surprises. Oh, they let in Mussolini.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that Jimi Hendrix isn't here, but Frank Sinatra is, y'all.
That's racism. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Heaven's racist. Oh, my God. Heaven's separate for whites and blacks.
He goes, I just saw a sign on the gates of pearly heaven that says no white T-shirts and you can't wear unlaced Timberlands. They sent a message they ain't looking at makeup here. Oh, no Puerto Ricans.
No backwards baseball caps.
Do rags not welcome?
Just say it, heaven. You got a lot of racist policies. Yeah, it turns out God was a racist. Dude, what a great way of having it. If Rachel just skunks us and doesn't show back up, it would be really funny. That's a great way to get out of just doing a radio show.
She's got her plug in.
She goes,
Alski.
And then hangs up. And she's like, fucking idiots are going to plug me at Caroline's August 5th through the 7th, their whole show. Go to carolines.com for tickets is probably what they're saying.
There's probably going to be a lot of funny stories told there.
It's probably going to be a two-drink minimum.
You're going to spend a lot of money on Times Square.
I'll take the train in because I heard parking is a nightmare. Yeah, that Junior's Cheesecake is a lot of people out. Oh, fucking R.I.P. One third of ZZ Top.
Yeah, but not the guy. So now there's just a beard and the guy named Beard.
Do they shave his beard off when he dies to see what his face looked like?
That's an interesting question. No, they're putting him down with that beard.
Do you think is that what they light on fire for his Viking funeral?
I'll tell you what, though. If you wanted to see what it looked like, if you were a coroner.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or, you know, a medical examiner or something, you could definitely shave his beard. And then, because those beards look like the ones you just put over your ears.
Oh, the fake ones, yeah.
Yeah, the fake beards.
Yeah, it's like a fake elf beard.
Yeah, put a fake beard on him and just take a look underneath what it looks like. I bet that skin is baby ass soft.
Yeah, you think? That beard?
I do. Yeah, underneath that beard, for sure.
Rachel, you're with us again.
Oh, my God. My brother just went into his kid's room and was like, everybody off scream time. And they all started screaming.
Really? That's so funny. We just ruined a bunch of kids having fun.
Yeah, my nephew was like, I was at level 7, Dad. I'll never be at level 7 again, ever.
Like, well, your Aunt Rachel has to go plug her weekend at Caroline's with a couple stoners. So let her.
Susie Horror needs to get online.
I'll never get to level 7 again. It's such a thing. And you know what's funny, Rachel? I don't know if you can understand how much me and Dan appreciate that. We're like, damn, Rach, we would have just said your dates, man. Let the kid's on level 7. What if he doesn't get there again?
Let the kid go.
He's had a lot of issues with remembering, like, socially that people aren't necessarily interested in the game because he tries to talk to all the other kids about the game. Like, he'll be, like, talking to a girl at school to be like, see, the thing about level 7 is then, you know, after you've killed the dragon, you know, you're going to get the princess. But there's that weird toad thing that you have to fight first. my brother's like, you know, people don't always want to talk about that, buddy.
Yeah. And if they don't.
By the way, you could tell when someone someone's age through their video game references. She just describes only things from the original Mario.
Yeah.
Princess, the Toad thing. Yeah,
like Togan. What the hell?
My life,
I was sitting over here going, is it third person or first person shooter? I don't even know what's going on, Rachel. Set it up a little bit more.
I truly have never played a video game. I've done voices on Grand Theft Auto, and people care about that more than anything else I've done. I've never even... I feel such a low grade depression when I even see a man playing a video game in a room. I just don't relate.
Yeah. It's
and
the
I know,
best.
Dan, you have wild fights over video games, right? Like
No, I mean, not wild fights. I've gotten angry over video games.
Yes.
But I've definitely.
No, it's not a fight. She doesn't hit him back.
Yeah. it's usually a real Mike Tyson 88, you know? I walk her down.
But she'll start finding out, walk behind the couch. When you're passing through the living room,
yeah.
She'll learn.
I actually get more in trouble with Katie because she plays video games, and I'll come in there, I'll bound in there, being like, "Hey, this thing happened," and she's like, "I'm in the middle
Dan, I was on level 7. I'll never get to level 7 again."
I go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You ruined that my whole life."
Dude, it'd be funny.
I feel like that's the woman in every movie, every like romantic comedy. Like, that's the fun girl the guy really wants is the one that's just like, I can go toe to toe. And I'm just
Yep. I'm a fan of it. You know what I don't like is women that are 70 on the inside, like you, Rachel, that put thumbs down to video games. What do you want to sew? What's your time? What's your good time, huh? Just having some sun tea getting
I bet
made?
Rachel.
I hang with the guys and fucking against society. Yeah.
Oh, girl plays video games? That's not what a lady does. A lady doesn't play video games.
Dan's
a lady sits
hot.
And listens.
Dan does not
like
what you
said. No, boo to Rachel. Boo to Rachel for that.
You came
I'm glad Katie plays video games. I'll fight for her right to party.
Hard.
Actually, she's incredibly lovely.
She's going to fight you now. I'm gonna get her hyped up. She's coming for you.
I don't want to fight her because she's like really
Boston.
Cool and hot.
She's from Boston and she's going to fucking cut you.
You want to get cut? You ready to get fucking cut?
Watch Rachel just drop Katie and then it's awkward between us for the rest of the time in comedy. Where I'm like, hey, Rachel, do you guys know that Rachel's got a devastating overhand right?
Rachel's level of ball bust, because you guys have been friends for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Close friends. And I have always been, I was like, oh, nothing romantic ever. And it would be impossible, Rachel. I think, knowing both your personalities, you would have zero respect for everything Dan loves. Video games, professional wrestling, milk with dinner.
Yep.
I think these are all things that you would have like...
She's already discussed it. She's already...
Let me guess some of the other things Dan likes.
Sure.
Ranch dressing.
Love it.
Oh my God. He'd put it for it. Honest to God.
You feel comfort when you have a problem. You like to just sop some ranch on something.
Yep.
It helps.
I swear to you, if you put fluoride in it, he'd brush his teeth with it.
I love
it. He loves it that much.
I love it. And also toss a little hot sauce in there. And what is this? Oh, is it taco night? Are we having flavored ranch? Okay.
You know, I didn't put product in my hair today, and I just realized I have a natural bowl cut.
Yeah,
what a jerk off I look like.
You have a extra rough look today. You look like a little like you've kind of gone. You're super bad boy. You're extra naughty today.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
A little violet in my hair.
Wild night, a little blowing hookers. You're worth it.
Jay woke up and chose violence.
I chose violence today.
He's just that badass.
I do have to say, speaking of Dan and I not dating, Dan's descriptions of me, I might have said this in the last time, but I feel like it's worth repeating. Dan's descriptions of roles that I should play when you guys were writing on that Comedy Central pilot of mine were some of the most devastating things I've ever heard to my self-esteem. Dan would be like, every sketch, you know, like, whatever you think about yourself or how you think men see you, Dan would really knock me down. He'd be like, okay, so in this sketch, you're a thrice divorced real estate agent from Tampa, okay?
Yeah.
And you have a lot of anger issues and you're crying.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sorry I tried to give your...
Oh,
yeah. You're lonely in a Walmart with matching color sweatpants and sweatshirt.
All right. I go, fade
okay,
in.
You're in a bedroom and all your magnets are there that say boxed wine is my juice box. And you've just birthed your seventh kid.
Fade into you. Bear mattress. You got the shakes. It's another episode of your DTs. And you're getting through them. I'm sorry that I tried to give your pilot a little gravitas, a little, earthiness.
He believes in your ability to stretch it. That's what he likes. He likes to, so you can really go out there and explore some new characters.
I was giving you an entire playground to play with all these feelings and emotions.
Each description was darker, more painful. He's like, this is it. This is Rachel. This is who she is. You're a woman.
She's a woman.
Yeah. It's dancing alone in a dive bar.
You have your period always. Always. Just constantly have your period.
You are just leaking all the time.
And this character, this girl's, her personality reflects it.
Well, what was so funny is like the two differences when I wrote on both of Rachel's pilots, I would in the morning have coffee, so I'd just be very energetic and full of ideas. And then we would do a walk-away lunch, and I would get high and come back and just not talk in the afternoon. Where everyone's like, Dan, you got an idea about this? I'm like, what's up?
What?
No. But in the morning, I'm like, so we put Rachel, all right, check this out. We put Rachel on Ellis Island with real dynamite on her. Now. And then in the afternoon.
Hear me out.
In the afternoon, I'm like, I don't know. Is everyone mad at me? Is everyone freaked out?
Rachel, we were asking
before. At the end of the day, you would have your hoodie up over like this, and you would just kind of like, you look like you were like at the very end of, I don't know, like you were in a breakup or something, or you're about to walk in the rain or something. They used to call you Dude Speed Soda because you're either real frantic or just real sad.
What speed?
Two Speed Soda. They're like, damn.
Oh, yeah. You're either two speeds. It's zero and it's a 60.
Yeah, 0 to 60.
No, but there's no 32 or 50 something.
No.
It's 0 or 60.
Yep.
And when he's 60, the sweetest compliment, it just hits his ears like you just told him his mom's a cunt. I mean, he really, it just...
You know what, I had one of those moments today?
They're my favorites.
I went to go get a coffee, and just this lady was on the side of it, and I was standing behind the guy in line for coffee. And then I went, and she was like, are you next? And I was like, well, yeah, I was behind him. You know how lines work? And I was like, because I was mad. I was just in like a bad mood.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And then she goes, okay. And then I like walked away, and I was like, why did I say that? Why did I fucking say that?
Do you know how lines work?
Yeah. Well, I was like mad because she just came up to the register on the side and like took her earbuds out and then like looked at me, and she was like, oh, are you next? And I was like, yeah, I'm standing behind him. You know how lines work? And she was like, okay. And there was just like this, I was just shitty. I felt bad. I'm a dick. I suck. That's what it is. I leave and then I'm like, I'm a piece of shit.
Dude, they were just playing on one of the Stern anthologies recently, the Howard Stern anthologies. It was, you could probably find this audio. It wasn't from the Stern show. He's playing David Crosby. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, Nash. David Crosby, like, it was like him getting angry at a report, like some kids like interviewing him.
Yeah.
And he's doing like his podcast or a radio show, and it's just like an interview about his life, but he was already in there for like 20 some minutes of like the hour he was going to do with him. And he's just going like, so, like, when you wrote that song with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, did you know it was going to be such a big hit? And at one point, he just goes like, dude, this is stupid. Like, David, he's just so mean to him. He goes, this is bullshit. Everybody knows this shit. It's all in a fucking book. Did you even watch the documentary? He's like, yeah, no, I'm trying to get people to watch the documentary. And he goes, it's just bullshit. All right. I'll do it. I'll do the thing. And then he just goes... So you wrote that song, you had to sing that song about Joni Mitchell when she was with Graham Nash, but she was your ex-girlfriend. Was it difficult? It's like, now, I'm a person. I know Crosby, Stills, and Nash music, but not their story like that. Yeah, so I'm like, I didn't even know they both dated her. And he was like, this is such stupid shit. You are, he just goes out of nowhere, dead stop. He goes, man, you really are a dumbass, aren't you?
Yeah.
He just keeps calling him an asshole. And the kid, eventually the kid's like, I can't just sit here and keep insulting me, sir. And he walks off and leaves David Crosby. But it's so, even if he's annoyed, like I get both sides of it for sure, but it's just definitely a guy having a bad day.
Have you ever,
is this seat taken? He goes, does it look taken?
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
Okay, you can adjust. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or When budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I said no.
Have you ever snapped on anyone in an interview, Rachel? You're a very nice person, but I can also see you getting a little fed up if someone was sucking.
There's a few questions that you get asked like for the 90th fucking time. I mean, you guys know when you do morning radio, there's
certain
ones they have.
What made you get into comedy?
Like,
what made you get into it?
Yeah, then they go, now, one I get a lot is, what do you have to say? Just take in the specifics, because everybody's heard some, I mean, every female comic's heard some version of this, but this specific version is it particularly infuriating. What do you have to say to all those guys out there that say women aren't fun?
Oh, like, my God.
Also, it's like, at this point, I'd rather debate whether, like, Jews can hear or something. I don't even understand. Why wouldn't we be able to be funny? It's like saying that we don't have a very basic component of our personalities, like, we're just wild, pointless holes, just mouth-breathing idiots. It's such a, and I'm like, nothing. I wouldn't particularly want to engage that person. Because I know those people because I read all my comments under my videos. And there's some guy named Mr. Twat Waffles who always reminds me that women aren't funny. And then another guy who's YouTube.
Oh, T-Dub? He's just going through something right now. Funny.
He says what?
And then there's another guy whose YouTube screen name is Women Aren't Funny. But they always want me to answer to that guy. Like, well, listen, you better give me another chance, buddy.
Yeah. Hold it right there. Hold it right there, mister. If this doesn't make you laugh, I don't know what will.
It's baffling how many people. It's baffling how many comments. Are there any, like, it's like the positive comments are always like, so funny, hilarious, loved it, hearts, whatever the fuck, laughy faces.
Yeah.
And then the diatribe just starts with like, couldn't even get through 20 seconds before just being disgusted with it. And it's like a, and it's like a four paragraph thing. You're like, wow.
What a piece
they care
of
so much more than the people who enjoy it. The people who hate it are so much more passionate.
I was having a good day and then I watched this comedy clip and now I'm thinking about drowning my three kids in the bathtub.
What hurts the most is when it's the cocktail of comment where they start with something perfectly accurate. Like, she really has a man voice. And I'm like, I do. Damn it, I do. And they'll be like, he says you know too much. I'm like, not fair. You had me there, twat waffles. And then they go to, she's so disgusting. I want to die just watching her. And that's where you're like, oh, because it starts with two reasonable facts. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Or sometimes they'll be like, somebody will stick up for me. There's one guy named Muff Eater 69 that always sticks up for me. And I get deep in the threads. And Muff Eater will be like, do you think she's actually reading this? Do you think she actually has the time to sort through your bullshit? It's like, actually, I do. I've cleared my schedule.
And I was with him for 40% of his comment. So he doesn't know that he had me and lost me. And
I tell you, that was like quarantine was the biggest for that. Like reading comments. I used to just like hope there was a bunch of them, and like I would just assume it's like I didn't go read them because in my mind I was like, well, if they're commenting, it's probably just people going like, this is funny, or showing a friend or tagging a friend, you know, if it's a stand-up clip. But now as the numbers would go up, I said, like, they know like the algorithms and your videos get out there much more. When I did, so I was like, oh, let me go look at some of the videos, it'll cheer me up while we can't work or do this, or and it's just, it's like the biggest, the most like engaged comments are all like, I hope this guy gets hit by a fucking bus, like he is despicable. And you're like, no
come on, guy.
Me? Come on,
buddy. Man.
And when I read it, I said the what do you call that, the fucking like viciousness,
visceral,
and like the
visceral anger,
the visceral anger in the things, and like when they're saying those terrible, like horrible things about you, it is funny that your reaction at home is like, come on. No.
I just
not
remember.
Me? Come on.
I just remember doing Conan the second time and I was completely by myself in my hotel room and I was like, oh, they posted this to YouTube. Well, let's go see what the people are saying. And I just remember.
You are born of Satan's dick.
I just remember.
Like, okay, well, that's just one man's opinion. Let me go to the next comment.
The hotel they put me up in was across the highway from the Vivid office. And I just remember standing. I just remember staring at my hotel window, going, sighing, looking at the Vivid office, going, just because everyone's like, this guy sucks. Asshole.
Wonder if Jenna Jameson's going to walk out.
Do you think Tara Patrick lives there? Yeah, that, I mean, through reading the comments,
Lupe has a place
now that you have a family, Rachel, you can't be reading comments. You gotta.
I mean, during COVID, I was pregnant, like the beginning of COVID, so I was pregnant, just spiraling online. So it's like, you know, Pete was on the job, so he's out fighting a fire somewhere, and I have nothing left to do besides, you know, hate myself just a little more. So I leap over to YouTube and see what Twat Waffles has to say. And he's like, during COVID, he's like real positive in a way that infuriates me. So like, he would be like reading all his bedside books or like getting to the top of the mountain. They're all about like success and stuff and entrepreneurship and shit. They're all just like how to succeed and get on. And I'm just like, I can't be around that. My books would all be like second to last is fine.
That's hilarious. Your books are like, hey, you got the job done.
Yeah.
It's over now.
I'm reading this new book. Look, just do enough so everybody knows you were there, but you don't make a scene.
My favorite self-help book is, I mean, I guess you clean up. I just get out of there.
I was like very, I mean, I was such a wild moron in school, like a deep emergency idiot, that I never thought I would succeed in anything. I was always surprised when I got that 20%. You know, I used to do that, like a science exam or something where I never knew what the fuck was going on in class. Like, some people would be like, I didn't get that part. I was like, I don't know where we are. I don't know.
I was lost. Yeah, I was lost a lot.
No, my entire schooling was to just get through it and not fail and have to repeat a grade.
When I smell a school now, when I, like, smell a school, it just, like, brings me back there. You know, like, I would get 23% and then have this thought. Did you guys ever have this where I'd be like, well, I didn't think I knew 23% of that. Like, not that. I gave myself a pat on the back because I'm like,
well, okay.
Instead of lab science, not that, kid.
I'll tell you what, 23 is 23% a lot more than zero.
It's, well, yeah, it's 23% more.
Yeah, I got an exact number of how much more I have.
That's how I see it. Thank you.
How are you going to, now that you have
a... both bad students?
Yes, I was. I just did, like, enough to get by. I was like B's and C's at best.
Me too. That was at best B's and C's. I almost failed eighth grade. I almost had to repeat eighth grade. But then in high school, I was all like mostly C's, a couple B's. What about you?
And then someone once in a while, just like there was an easy thing that could just be like an A.
Yeah.
Just like there was some easy like.
Yeah.
It was calculus. I always said that it was just, it was called out being so difficult. And it was just a calculator.
What's that?
Did you guys get laid in high school? Sorry, you were asking me something before.
Oh, I was asking you what kind of grades you got.
Oh, I was like, like D's and F's. They actually did scans on me on my brain, like suction cups.
Wait, what?
I was frequently suction cupped, you guys.
Wait, they studied your brain because of how bad your grades were? They studied.
Wow.
That's fucking wild. You're just going to let us. Hold on, Rachel. You are just going to let us walk away from the fact that in high school they had to monitor your brain. Your grades were so bad.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, that is. You would have had a dunce cap.
Rach, get up. We have to go down to the center again.
Hey, we got to put you in the Incredible Hulk machine because you failed fucking algebra.
He goes, we're going to see. Maybe you're so stupid in school because you could tell me what's on this card I'm holding up.
He goes, honestly, your mother and I have our fingers crossed for brain tumor because these grades are piss poor.
I thought everybody just got scanned all the time. I thought that's just like how it was. And then I started to slowly realize other kids weren't getting suction cups.
Jesus.
One day I woke up and I heard my parents arguing. I overheard them, and my mom goes, "She's not normal, Howard." And then my dad goes, "Well, scan her again then. We'll just keep scanning her."
Why? Was it just like they couldn't understand why your grades were so bad?
It was that and a series of other things. They thought I had this disorder. My mom's a therapist too. Okay. So she was like off and running with what was wrong with me and having a lot of fun with it and workshopping it with like all her hookups to find out why her daughter was so dumb.
That's so funny.
One of the things they thought I had was something called figure ground, where you can't tell the difference between like one person speaking and a sea of other voices, because they said they would give a direction. Other child would get up and go and do the thing. And I would just be sitting there like just a rocking moron. So my mom was like, "She's got figure ground, Howard. We'll scan her again. We'll just keep scanning her. We'll find something." Shit.
The fact that you had to have, you probably had scanning treats, you know, where you're like done getting scanned.
I didn't know that.
You know, they're like,
you know that?
We take Rachel her favorite Reuben place after her scans.
We usually get a night at Bennigan's. We give her a Bennigan's night after she gets scanned.
Just let your hair down. Maybe there's a local DJ spinning.
Hey, honey, do you want to stop by Target and get a Barbie?
After my scans, I would get an egg cream or a root beer float post scan.
That's so funny.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, your parents got to give you scan treats.
I'll tell you what, no parent feels like they're killing it at their job, though, when you're standing outside of a glass window looking at your child with suction cups on her head. You're like, man, this wasn't the plan.
Unless you're submitting your kid.
This wasn't the plan at all.
You're submitting your kid to be a super soldier.
Yeah. You're trying to find out, he goes, "Hey, does she have metal bones by any chance? I don't know. Run her through the machine."
Hey, what's the odds on chances She could just project places like Nightcrawler.
She used to build a lot of forts over by those power lines by our house.
You think we got like a Dark Phoenix kind of situation?
Or something a little more evil intended?
Dude.
Like, can we train it to be good?
I would absolutely be the dad that's asking too many questions. Doc, shoot me straight right here. We got an X-Man?
We got an X-Man, or is this something we're going to have to put down?
Huh? Or is it something I got to hide from my family?
Or are her kisses going to give us cancer?
Yeah. Do I have to move to a farm and I have to be the man with no face because of my daughter and her dragon breath? Dude, that's so funny.
My mom was never not talking about me, like, on the phone. She was always on the phone with somebody complaining about some aspect of my emergency moron situation. One of the things she complained about was, she'd be like, well, she steps very loudly. It's not normal. It's a very loud stomp. And we've never heard a child like that. So to this day, when I walk, I always think about my mom going, well, your step, it's jarring.
Dude, moms make you connect.
She used to say, if you're never going to get married if you don't lighten that step, because that is a lot. It's a lot.
That's so
it's like, how
funny.
Can you,
it's so bizarre.
You can't even think about having a lighter step. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Christine had a family member tell her that her laugh was wretched and to fix it. Newsflash. She didn't fix it. That family member was me, and she didn't fix it.
Yeah, that tire still wobbles. But Rachel, was there a moment where they let up on it? Was there a moment where your mom was kind of like, all right, it just turns out that school's not for you? Or were they like still to the day you got out of the house being like, what is it? What's wrong with her?
Well, I mean, it was a mixture of like, they were always crying about what was wrong with me, but then also she was very liberal. So, you know, I mean, she let me move to New York when I was 17 with Dick's sister or whatever. So it was a mixture of like letting me do things I should never be allowed to do. Like I was, you know, this whole band, like fuck society or against society would just pick me up after school. It's like, maybe that's contributing to the fact that I can't focus, that I'm spending all night with against society.
Yeah. You're watching a band practice sing against fucking capitalism. And then you're going to try to learn.
My mom would just let that happen and be like, strong women rock or some horseshit like that. So it was weird. Cause it was like a mixture of that, things that she clearly should have put her foot down with. But then she was more concerned about my walking levels or my stomp.
Do you think that if you would have gone with a super liberal cause, you could have got off her back? If you're like, mom, I don't want to listen to the patriarchy, so I don't like male teachers. Would she have been like, well, right on, sister?
Yes, that would have actually been great. That would have been the way to play it with my mom. Or anything more, she's more of a guilty white liberal than she is a feminist, even if anything that would have to do with race or me denouncing my own race. Like, she just tries so hard to be accepted by every other ethnicity. So if I basically any guy that I dated that wasn't white, it didn't matter how old they were, they could run a train on me. Like, my mom would be like, fantastic.
Look at you, Rach, you're doing it.
You're out there, knees behind the ears, making your mama proud.
Oh, you're spreading love the way I taught you, with a couple moist holes and a go-getter attitude. God bless you. God bless you for staying moist.
How are you loving motherhood? We have to get all the catch-ups before we have to leave in a few minutes. It always goes by so fast.
You know, we're not close, me and my daughter, just because we keep really different schedules.
I don't really see her. She's up when I'm asleep. I'm up when she's asleep.
Hey, guys, we're always coming and going.
She's great. I just don't, you know, we're ships of the night. You know?
We usually go through Pete just to see what's going on with each other. He catches me up.
My husband says she's a great baby. He said she's an easy baby, so that's good to know.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, she's sleeping through. No, yeah, he goes, I heard she's sleeping through the night. I don't know.
No idea. Honestly, I haven't been over there in a couple weeks. I hope they're all right.
No, it's actually getting more fun now because she's like interacting and stuff. And like when I walk in the morning, like this morning, I walked over to her crib. She was standing up in the hotel like this. She goes like this.
That's great.
She nods at me like a 65-year-old woman would, like if you bump into somebody at the grocery store or something. Yeah. Like, how's it going? Stands good? How's he handling retirement?
Yeah. Do you
it
guys?
It takes a while.
Yeah. Do you see any sort of like sense of humor out of her yet, or any kind of like silliness?
She's really cute. She kisses everybody like real slow, intense, romantic kisses. Just kind of like really.
Yeah. You have a sensual baby, dude. You got to watch out.
Yeah, like Amy sent me this chef. Like I guess somebody sent her husband because her husband's a chef. So it's like a chef puppet with a mustache. And I think she thinks it's my husband because he has, you know, because he has a mustache. And when he goes to the firehouse, she just kisses that chef. Really.
The baby loves love. Yeah, the baby loves love.
You're going to grow up with a daughter that's just obsessed with chefs, the worst men to date.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.